says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. I'm James Kelso. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon live, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining me tonight is George in Maryland. George, welcome.
Hey, James, I'm feeling like a great fake news distributor tonight.
Well, here we go. And have you got a story in fake news you want to open the show with?
Well, I just enjoyed all three articles on RPN's rolling headlines. It's fake news, fake news, fake news. And it's you and me, all the Trump voters. It's Fox News. It's the Russians. Anything but America being fed up with the other side and not electing Hillary. So it's fake news, James. That's you and me.
Yeah, you know, the desperation of our enemies, folks, is getting so great that it becomes it's almost incomprehensible. You know, they're really flailing about trying to fight. They're like people on a slippery, moss-covered rock, you know, this way, that way, what way. I mean, they don't know how to stay on their feet. So
breaks that's my pretty, heart, James.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We've got a live show for you here tonight, as we do every night. And the first good news that I bring to you is that our problem in the broadcast department last night was, as far as we can tell, what it was Skype. And the something I was unaware of is that if you're not running the latest version of Skype nowadays, you're going to be in for some problems. And if you're broadcasting, you're going to get some what we heard, that breakup you heard. And that I was intentionally not running the latest versions of Skype, because in the old days of Skype, that worked very well. But Skype was acquired by Microsoft and for billions of dollars. So the geniuses from Estonia who created Skype, boy, what an incredible act of invention that was. But these the small handful of guys from Estonia who created Skype, and I think it was one other Scandinavian, a Swede or a Norwegian or a Dane. I think it was a Dane. And the Estonians, what a thing they created. Yeah, but it was bought by Bill Gates. So I think the originators still have a hand in it, which thank goodness for that. So anyway, the good news here is that the sound is rock solid. And there's no moss on the rock. So we're standing, George and I are standing very securely. We may be joined by Paul Fromm, our sidekick from Canada. And we hope to be joined by you. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I will endeavor mightily tonight to get your call in. If I see you on the call-in board here, let me get the call-in board in front of my face here on my big giant screen that I have here for that specific purpose. And let me just type a dot, dot, dot here to get my screen up. There we go. Okay. Well, the you know, the news is all good, and we are, I guess, I don't have a countdown clock. Sorry, I don't know whether you have one up, George. Is it 48 days till Hallelujah Day and the inauguration?
Let me find out exactly, because I've got my bottle of champagne ready. Cranking my way through the internet. It's going to tell me this. What is it? 45 days, 2 hours, and 53 minutes until Mr. Obama leaves office.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. And the now, someone else who's ready to celebrate on Inauguration Day. You know, and I'll tell you what, I don't remember the last time I thought Inauguration Day was a day to have a party and celebrate and cheer around the house. I'm trying to think, was there ever such a day in my life?
I don't remember. You're celebrating Ike for all the dastardly deeds he did.
And I go back that far, folks. I do remember the inauguration of Dwight D. Eisenhower in not in 56. I don't remember that. I was 8 years old, so no, I don't remember that. I do remember his departure in 1960 and the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. I remember that very well. And in that election, in case you want to know, as a 12-year-old, I voted for Richard Nixon. My parents, I think one of my parents was for Kennedy and one was for Nixon. And that was my very first political debate in junior high school when I took the side of Richard Nixon. And get this, to talk about naive, George, I think my big issue was Kumoi and Matsu.
Now, folks, well, I happen to know where those islands are, but I wonder if 80% of our RBN listeners, Kumoi and Matsu, first you have to have 3 mint juleps, then open up Google and look for them.
And I know I still haven't lost those brain cells, folks. That's a real good test for Alzheimer's. Can you what do Kamoi and Matsu mean to you, sir? So I did remember those brain cells have not been used since I was 12 years old. So I'm 68 now. 56 years, those brain cells, the Kamoi and Matsu cells, have been sitting waiting to be invoked in this program.
Hey, Jimmy, I was guilty of the same thing in the fifth grade mock election for me. It was 1968. And yeah. Before everyone was assassinated, we had a ballot in our class. And I got yelled at for 3 weeks because I voted for Eugene McCarthy. And that's another one you got to dig up real deep. But he was against the grain in a lot of ways. Yeah. Not really trusted by his own liberal bunch.
Yeah, now, my memory on this may be slightly inaccurate, folks, but I know that at some point Eugene McCarthy did do something really good. It was later, after that run, that Eugene McCarthy did take a brave stand. I think it was a stand against open borders.
It was. That was the biggest thing he got in trouble for, was opposing just the Hillary Clinton version, and he even smelled a little bit of protective tariffs. Then he very quickly disappeared from the political scene, and the rest is history.
Yes, yeah, that was nice, folks. I may look up a link on that during one of our breaks, but yeah, I was really caught off guard by that display of integrity by Eugene McCarthy, who, you know, he saw that our open border was catastrophic for the American working person. It's catastrophic. I mean, McCarthy, who was a real, you know, liberal populist. Really an advocate for the working man. He saw that the number one threat to the working man was all these people flooding into our country. And he said, that's stupid. It's got to stop. It reminds me of another liberal populist with integrity, effectively the founder of the Sierra Club. He didn't technically found it, but he built it. David Brower. David Brower surprised me in the same way when he spoke out and shocked everybody and said, "You know what? You know what the number one problem of the environment is?" Now, he founded the Friends of the Earth. He founded that and a bunch of other environmental organizations. He built the Sierra Club into a powerhouse in California, a worldwide powerhouse. But then he announced that the number one threat to the environment was, dot, 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 get ready for the shock, Mexicans flooding across the border.
Well, that would get you pitched out of the Sierra Club today.
Well, it did. It did. He resigned. You know, in that fight, he had to resign from the board of directors, again, in an act of integrity, when they wouldn't allow him to put that issue on the Sierra Club ballot. They get to vote in the Sierra Club. He wanted that issue on the ballot. Should we protect, you know, our wilderness and our beauty, our natural beauty, from tens of millions of people flooding in with trails of diapers and water bottles behind them across our beautiful deserts and streams, and wiping out our orange groves with the millions of houses that they are requiring. And when the Sierra Club board would not allow him to put it on their ballot, he, like an actor, just like Eugene McCarthy, an act of integrity, he resigned. And he went on to found, actually, as Friends of the Earth, actually, as his something he did after resigning from the board. But he's gone now, sad to say. And I don't know if Eugene McCarthy is still with us. But David Brower is dead. And there are liberals with that kind of integrity out there. Well, the 800-313-9443 is the 800-313-9443 is your call-in number for our show tonight. Somebody I'm about to mention here who is celebrating and will be celebrating with us on January 20th is Ann Coulter. And here she is being interviewed today on radio. And she mentions a book I'm holding in my hand right now, Adios America, and which is her book prior to her latest in Trump We Trust. Here she is talking about things today. I'd like to hear how she feels about things. She sounds pretty chipper.
We're just absolute disasters. Who knew it could be as great as Trump? Though I must say, in part, and God bless him, I pushed the immigration issue. I mean, I go out and I give a lot of talks out in America. I travel through America. I see what the problems are in America. I knew this was a huge issue, and I tried to push it desperately on several candidates who ran for president this year or in other years, and they disregarded me. Donald Trump saw me talking about Adios America on Jorge Ramos, and I was on my way to the airport leaving that interview when I got an email from his people saying, please overnight a copy of your book to Trump. So he read it.
Wow. Do you think Romney would be good in the Trump administration?
Well, Romney is a cautionary tale. Always trust Coulter. I thought he would have been, if he hadn't been such a pill, I thought he would have been a great vice president for Trump. But no, he went and he attacked him. And I don't know. On one hand, yes, I think he'd be fine. He did have the best position on immigration, and the Secretary of State does have a lot to do with immigration.
Right.
Also, he's obviously an attractive, elegant, well-spoken person. But he did say some really awful things about Trump. On the other hand, if he's going to make Nikki Haley his UN ambassador, she, in her response to Obama's State of the Union this year, she used it to attack Donald Trump.
Right.
Remember that? I mean,
yes.
He admitted today on Good Morning America, yeah, that was an attack on Trump. So this year, this calendar year, in January, both the President of the United States in his State of the Union address and the Republican response were both attacks on Donald Trump. And everybody's trying to figure out why the American people hate Washington.
I have to tell you, I thought more of Trump the day that he met with Romney, because he seemed to me like a guy who will now spend the rest of his career trying to crush Romney and take shots at them every chance he gets. The next thing he's having meetings with him. So in my mind, I said, well, look, here's a guy.
But interested only in Ann Coulter in that interview. And that was interesting, George. If we, in the State of the Union address did condemn Trump, and the Republican response condemned Trump, and we, the American people, went right ahead, ignored both, and elected Donald Trump.
For sure.
I like to hear, you know, Ann Coulter's an important fighter in our cause. Her books, Adios America and In Trump We Trust, both very important. I got them both right here in my hot little hands. And it'd be great to have Ann Coulter on this show sometime soon. I'll see if I can find a way to get in touch with her. But, and Ann, if you're listening, we certainly do want you on the show. I've met her only one time at a CPAC conference in 2011 in Washington, D.C. She has been wonderful in this election process here, and did some very, very good things. And this book, Adios America, is great. It's a New York Times bestseller, and all of her books are. And In Trump We Trust is a New York Times bestseller. And the book Adios America, it's in the vein and the tradition of Peter Brimelow's Alien Nation. I don't know how many of you have read that great book, written some years ago by Peter Brimelow, who is one of the people in our movement who caught on very early to the fact that Donald Trump was the real deal. And boldly started stating it on his website, vdare.com. He wrote Alien Nation some years ago, a book that's in the tradition of an earlier book, The Dispossessed Majority by Wilmot Robertson. We'll go even back further, folks, to a book from 1972. And then a subsequent book, a couple books by Pat Buchanan, one, the... let's see, help me with the titles here. The Death of the West, very much like Adios America, and Suicide of a Superpower. That's the other one, a subsequent one by Pat Buchanan. All of those books pound on the immigration bell, and Donald Trump read one or all of those books and listened, and he's the only candidate in our lifetimes to have done so. We've got some callers, so let's get to those callers rather than making them wait interminably. We've got Bill in Wisconsin and Tim in Wyoming. Let's start out with you, Bill. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, James. You were talking about Friends of the Earth. And
yes.
I see today that Al Gore made a visit to Trump Tower and visiting with Ivanka. Evidently, she's a supporter of the global warming theory. And President-elect, according to Mr. Gore, came into the meeting, and they had a very interesting discussion that will be continuing.
Now, did they?
So I wondered, the Friends of the Earth. We've got Al Gore, you know, the main protagonist for so-called carbon dioxide, one of the planet's main life components want to limit.
Bill, first of all, I want to welcome you back onto the air because you're a you're a real feature here on our show, and you're a real thinker. The let's just pause for a moment, folks, to count our blessings as we head towards January 20th. And one of the things we can celebrate is it for the first time in our lives, we have a political, don't need to say candidate anymore, do we? We've got a president who doesn't think the global warming scam is legitimate. He thinks it's a fraud. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that and all the other wonderful things to celebrate right after this break. Stay tuned.
Just an earthbound, this is my prayer. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Bill in Wisconsin, thanks for waiting through the break. Bring us some pearls of wisdom, Bill.
Well, obviously, Donald had made statements against global warming. Then I saw a little bit of a softening, I guess, when he's talking to Ivanka. Now, obviously, he isn't going to change Al Gore's viewpoint on it because he is looking forward to enriching himself with the carbon tax. But Donald had better straighten out Ivanka, have her take care of the jewelry, and not be concerned about global warming policy.
Well, the the beauty, Bill, is that Donald Trump, you know, he heard Ann Coulter talking about, you know, who made that order of that book, you know, to Ann Coulter. That had to be Donald Trump. Donald Trump heard the interview and he said, "I want her book." This man reads voraciously and he thinks deeply. Everybody who's been around him says this, and he considers things and he goes outside the box. He goes outside the political correctness Overton window. That's something that we mentioned in the first days of this show. I think one of the first things we mentioned about Donald Trump is this man's moving the Overton window. And I didn't come up with that, but we were maybe one of the first shows. Maybe we were the first show to mention Donald Trump is moving the Overton window. And then people started talking about that. The Overton window is the window of what's allowable in political discourse. The essay we read from Tom Sunnick, a portion of it last night, Tom Sunnick was talking in other terms about the same thing. And mentioning Donald Trump as a revolutionary in moving, so astutely moving what's considered okay to even think about in the public's mind. Joe Sixpack out there, his Overton window of what it's okay to talk about and okay to act on, and that has been shifted by Donald Trump into realms of political incorrectness. And that's just wonderful. The Bill, let me play a little something here. Stay with me here. I'm going to play a little something for you here. And then global warming is an example of that. Global warming was, it was absolutely taboo to say there's something wrong with the global warming science, pseudoscience. But there's some great scientists out there who say there is, in fact, no evidence that anything strange is happening in the world. I was going to say in America. Of course, the climate's happening all over the place. And the Earth's climate has moved. The temperature, the average temperature has moved. By the way, how do you discover what the average temperature is? Is there a big thermometer stuck in the side of the Earth? You have to sort of make it up. You have to decide, well, okay, I'm going to use these temperatures from these places, and I'll call that the average temperature. So you can cook that number, pardon the pun. But the evidence for the Earth's changing, for the Earth's oceans, for instance, to have risen and fallen 400 feet between ice ages, 400 feet, and that's in very recent history. So our ancestors 20,000 years ago at a ice age peak at that time, they were living in very cold conditions in Europe. And in fact, one of the remarkable things is that possibly the North Atlantic was frozen. The icebergs that you see today in the North Atlantic were in fact a solid sheet from the Bay of Biscay to the Grand Banks of North America. And it's possible, very interesting science from somebody I met, who heads up the paleontological division of the the Museum of National History in Washington, D.C., the Solutrean hypothesis, very, very possibly some of our ancestors from Europe, some of their brothers and sisters made it across the North Atlantic along that ice sheet. But hang on, Bill, and we're going to listen a little bit to Jill Stein, who had some words of wisdom today. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's
We're back, folks.
Who has been cursed? There's things to be done.
Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. And I'll tell you, George, this is a... Bill, I pardon me for stepping all over your call. You're still on the air, Bill. But I just want to, you're sparking all kinds of thoughts in my fevered brain. And it just occurred to me, it dawned to me as we were talking about global warming. And that brought me back to the last Ice Age maximum 20,000 years ago. And a meeting I had with Dr. Dennis Stanford, the head of the Paleo-Indian Department at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History. A National Museum, and he is the originator, Dennis Stanford. And I've got his book here. It's entitled, you got to get this book, Across Atlantic Ice. And that's what I was just talking about, that ice sheet that climatologists have speculated from reconstructions of the past that may have existed across the North Atlantic, making it possible for our ancestors, our cousins actually, because they got all the way to North America, to take their wood and skin boats across the edge, along the edge of that ice sheet, surviving off of seals that were plentiful right there, and making it all the way across to North America as early as 20,000 years ago. And I'm just looking up his page here. But here's what's interesting. Dennis Stanford, who has been a political outcast in Washington, imagine this, is heading this department at the Smithsonian, right, you know, almost right across the street from Obama's White House. He has now got a friendly ear in President Donald Trump. It just hadn't even occurred to me. Dennis Stanford, if you're listening to this show, my gosh, you will be celebrating on January 20th, because he will be able to take his book, Across Atlantic Ice, autograph a copy, send it over to the White House, and I guarantee you, Donald Trump's going to read it. He will be fascinated with this book, and he will get a friendly reception. I can also promise you this, that if Dennis Stanford gets a meeting, and as the head of the Paleo-Indian Department at the Smithsonian, he's entitled to that, a meeting with President Trump, he is going to get Trump talking about the fact that the first people in North America, very well, folks, may not have been Amerindians crossing from Siberia, but in fact, Europeans who look just like you in our audience, there are most of you. I'm sure we have some Amerindian folks in our audience too, and in other races, but probably most of our audience is European, and because we talk so much about the interests of European and preserving the interests of Europeans, it's what we're about. Anyway, Donald Trump may be able to have this audience with Dennis Stanford on the fact that the first people in North America were Europeans 20,000 years ago. Let me fill that in. The current model, the standard model nowadays, is that Amerindians came across the Siberian land bridge 12,000 years ago. And Dennis Stanford is trying to explain spear points and blades and so on. They're called Salutrian, that he found, or the others have found and been finding, that don't make sense, that don't fit that model, and that, in fact, perfectly match the craft, the beautiful crafted blades of Europe at that time. Somehow they're showing up in Virginia and Florida and Pennsylvania. So,
all very, very red states.
Yeah, all the red states. So, and that's why we voted for Donald Trump. But anyway, imagine, folks, how this changes the whole BS left-wing narrative about Indian casinos and the horrible white man. Because in fact, in Dennis Stanford's story, in his science, the white man got here first and got wiped out by the red man. Wow. Okay. How do you like them apples? And then we came back. We came back is what we did. With Columbus and with Jamestown and Plymouth and so on.
Let me finish up here, James.
Yeah, go ahead on global warming. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I would highly recommend the DVD Climate Hustle by Mark Moreno. And I would think that Mrs. Kushner should take a few minutes out of her very busy time creating jewelry and take a look at this, and then she wouldn't be climbing on the Al Gore bandwagon. Let's get some other calls. Thank you.
Hey, Bill, wait a minute. I thought Al Gore invented the internet. Isn't he the greatest man in the world?
Yeah, and evidently he's coming back into favor. I hope not. Okay.
Well, yeah, only if he brings Tipper with
him. Thank you.
Okay, Bill. And yeah, as we've explained, folks, the parade of people coming to the White House to kneel before Donald Trump does not.
It is amazing. They're not just kneeling; they're kissing the ring too, Gene.
Yes, they are. And so it's a wonderful thing. Henry Kissinger, to see Henry Kissinger kneeling is wonderful, and Al Gore too. You know. It's wonderful. They're acknowledging and they're recognizing the fact this man is the president. He is the most powerful man in the universe. So nice. Let's go to another call here to whom we owe a bunch of rain checks. Tim in Wyoming, you're on the air. Come in, Tim.
Come in, Tim.
I may have kept
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
Tim.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm happy to hear that. As you say, kissing the ring. I'm not really happy with that term. But I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as asking for blessing from the next potentate, if you will. I mean, the next hopefully constitutional president that we'll have, and since it's been so long. Is using the internet to defeat those evil true fake news promoters, the mainstream media. We're happy to have them doing that too. So what I was going to say is, you didn't talk about this, but I will talk about it. You have the song that played just after the break, which was Merle Haggard. He's talking about take America back, I guess it was. But he has another song too, the things I hate, and I'm wondering now, because he talks about chemtrails in there. He said waking up and not seeing chemtrails in the sky, or something like that, in part of his song. And I'm wondering, because Donald Trump is he's not a supporter or promoter or a believer in the mania of global warming, if you will. I mean, climate change is a fact. It happens. You know, the sun comes up and it gets warm. The sun goes down and it gets cold.
What happened? Jim, what happened was that the climate, the global warming folks, they shifted their paradigm. They shifted their politically correct terminology from global warming to climate change when they kind of became aware of the fact that one of the things we may be facing, you know, we don't know going forward, you know, what the global climate's going to do, but we may be headed into an ice age. We're kind of on that timetable where these repeated ice ages that we've had, they come and they go, and we're kind of in that the ones coming, folks, range. So they don't want to get caught off guard if we head into an ice age. And these, by the way, the evidence is that what do I know about these things? But from my reading, ice ages come upon the Earth very quickly, and so they wanted to be covered on that deal. But now, right. Connect your dot with Merle Haggard. You know, by the way, the chemtrail issue, that's just, you know, that's completely, you know, that isn't tertiary. It's, I don't know, what is a fourth level issue. It's very, very remote as an issue. So. And you know, Merle Haggard's making a song there. He's talking about what he's symbolizing with chemtrails in the sky. He remembers Bakersfield when it was a white town, and the workers and the crops out there were people like his dad from Oklahoma, the Okies that were out there, and they were picking oranges and picking strawberries and tomatoes, and farming that land. And he remembers that. He grew up, by the way, he grew up in a, this is hard to believe, folks, it's wonderful. He grew up in a railroad car. His family lived in a railroad car, and they customized it into a house, you know, take it off the tracks. And that car today, this is so wonderful. Somebody came up with the idea, or somebody found that railroad car, and it is now restored in Bakersfield. So you can go visit the railroad car that Merle Haggard, who died on April 6th of 2016, on his 79th birthday, this wonderful man who sang these great, great songs about, you know, being a white boy looking for a place to do my thing and other things. That song, by the way, folks, was banned by the typical Hollywood producer folks, who would not allow him to put that song on his album, Chicago Wind. I forget the year that album came out. It was somewhere around like 2004 or something. Chicago Wind. And he slated that song to be on there. He was right on the Donald Trump wavelength, because he's, you know, Merle Haggard's a very generous, wonderful, was a very wonderful man, wonderful to all people and liked by people of all races. He just wanted, as Sam Dixon said, in a speech he entitled A Modest Proposal, all he wants is a little place of his own. That's all he wants. And Sam Dixon recited a poem by the Irish poet Padraic Colum. And I should memorize this poem, but it's an old woman who just remembers her home, and all she yearns for is a little place of her own. And Sam Dixon said, and Merle Haggard is saying, all we white folks want, we want a place to do our thing. That's all we're asking. It's a very modest proposal. It's something that all other peoples of the earth are regarded as having a birthright to. The Chinese have a birthright to China, and the Nigerians to Nigeria, and so on, etc. And we ought to, all we're asking for is, and that's, by the way, I think that's the most wonderful approach to take to nationalism on behalf of white interests, European interests. Donald Trump has struck that chord. That's right where he is, and that's the right way to go. And it's a way that's persuasive. Just as Merle Haggard swept, he's the greatest country musician of all time. He has huge popularity and success, but very akin to that of Donald Trump. And it's based on being, both men are populist nationalist. And that's the way to present our message, folks, not some other way. I'm not going to go into that tonight, but there are some stupid ways to present our message that actually cause our message to go backwards and to cause us to, our message to be rejected by our own people. That's, you know, let you fill in the blanks yourself, folks, on ways that you've seen our message portrayed that are counterproductive. And we need to not do that and learn another thing, another element of the Trump phenomenon here, about which so much can be said and will be said. Are there lessons that we nationalists can learn from this man, Donald Trump? Yes, there are.
Right.
Well, Tim, I'm stepping all over your call just as I stepped all over Bill's. Do you have a concluding thought?
Well, my concluding thought, actually, I mean, it wasn't. I was trying to bring up the chemtrail issue as a primary level, but the fact of the matter is that if we ignore the fact that giant corporations run everything, I mean, the Federal Reserve on down, let's put it that way, if we ignore the fact that they do that, and then they also use the poisons in our foods. I'm not trying to be negative here, but I mean, I'm just stating a fact. You know,
yeah.
The facts are that they use poisons in our foods. They use vaccinations. They use the chemtrails also to keep us stupid, for one, keep us from reproducing, for another, and also to continue to control the entire world. And
yes.
it's a global issue. I'll refer specifically to chemtrails in this sense, because they blow all over the world. The wind blows all over the world.
Well, but Merle Haggard, artistically, what Merle Haggard was doing with chemtrails in that song, I believe, it's my peanut gallery thought, is that the Bakersfield sky that he looked up to as a little boy was blue. And when you look up now, there's a whole bunch of stuff up there. And
right.
So the
the last thing real quick. I've seen, and I pointed it out to people before, I say, do those cloud formations look natural? And they're square clouds and grid patterns. And I said, where the hell are those coming from? I know, I know.
But hey, Tim, thank you so much. We'll thank you for being part of our audience. You're great, buddy.
Have a good night.
You too.
We've got
callers coming in here, folks. I've got, let's see, Tom in Florida and Iconoclast in Ohio. But I want to play a little audio for you. This is a real nut, Jill Stein. And if you want to know what a nut she is, check out her vice presidential running mate that she had in this election. I can't even pronounce his name, and I forget it. But he's a true Marxist, communist, progressive, who finds the Democratic Party too reactionary for him. Boy, that's the measure of Jill Stein as a running mate. And the Green Party, don't worry, the Green Party's not going to go anywhere with candidates like that. Here she is today, trying to lap up media attention, trying to parasitize the Trump phenomenon and get some attention by standing in the middle of traffic outside of Trump Tower today. This is pathetic, this little straggling group of supporters that she has, and the cars on Fifth Avenue are rushing back and forth. That's her. She barely has 12 inches between herself and the traffic barrier against her butt, and here she is.
2016 candidate for president. She is an organizer, physician, pioneering environmental health advocate.
Oh, that's the introduction. We'll come back to Jill Stein right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
To sing. Sing it, Merle. Get ahead, you got a hump and get it. We're back, folks. And the I'm just going to play a little bit of audio for you here. A couple of treats here. First, I'll give you Jill Stein. Now, I just looked up. Here's the pronunciation of her running mate. Ajamu Baraka. Ajamu Baraka. And Jill Stein herself looks, you know, she's born in 1950. She's, if you want to know what my white hair looks like, it looks just like Jill Stein's. And but Jill Stein is a, let's see, Donald Trump on the campaign trail. He called somebody who's pretty much like Jill Stein, Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator from Democratic Progressive crazy senator from Massachusetts. Donald Trump on the campaign trail is so refreshing. He repeatedly referred to Elizabeth Warren, who got her Harvard Law professorship at Harvard by falsely, completely falsely claiming to be an American Indian. So Donald Trump on the campaign trail, talk about moving the Overton window and defying political correctness. He always on the campaign trail referred to Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator, as Pocahontas.
Pocahontas for president, James.
And he's never backed off. She's, you know, he's going to see her in Washington as president. He's going to, you know, probably have a chance to be in the same room with Pocahontas when he delivers his State of the Union addresses every year. You know, so here he is. I want to play this little bit here. I'm not going to burden you with the Jill Stein. She's up against a traffic barrier there with cars going back and forth dangerously right behind her. Doing anything she can to get in front of the camera shot of Trump Tower. What a media, you know, a media hog. Here's Donald Trump referring to Elizabeth Warren, and you can put Jill Stein in there too, as goofus. And you'll hear Elizabeth Warren saying that she has high cheekbones when asked about the Pocahontas thing. Well, I have high cheekbones. That's how she got her job at Harvard as an affirmative action appointment, because she said she was an American Indian. This thing has gone absolutely viral. It now has 1.4 million views. Whoever put this together is an absolute video genius. But you're going to hear Barack Obama saying if oh my gosh, you're not going to hear it. We'll have to run it over to tomorrow night's show. I love this video. I love you folks out there. George, thanks for being with us. That's all the time we got, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night.
And rain checks for all the callers.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.